All right, what's up? It is Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
Straight out of Chi-Town.
What's up, man? It's G Herbo.
G Herbo is here. Ladies. By the way, you're 21 now, so happy belated birthday.
Thank y'all. I appreciate it.
You doing anything differently now that you're 21 that you couldn't do before?
Nope. He said that.
I can't even call it. I've probably been 21 for like 5 years now.
Okay. It's still a milestone. You got the legal ID now.
Yeah. That's the only thing I've been doing. Like all in the airport, I might bad shot just up my ID instantly on
the talk,
huh? There you go. That's all I'm doing. Just thirsty to up my ID on everybody.
You never had a fake ID?
Nope.
Oh, okay. All right. So we always start off Lip Service with a tip of the day. All right, and here's your tip. Nobody likes your girl, so how do you handle it? Do you bring her around? The holidays are coming. Can she meet your family, your parents?
Yeah.
But they don't like her.
If I feel like with me, and if I would, like with any female that's my significant other, I'm not going to be afraid to embrace her, you know what I'm saying, or bring her around anybody. As long as I'm comfortable with her, nobody could really tell me why they don't like her or make me feel any type of way. Like, nobody can make me feel a certain type of way about nobody that I mess with, you know what I'm saying, besides that person. So
but you don't feel like sometimes if they don't like her, there might be a legitimate reason. If your parents don't like her, management don't like her.
Yeah, I want to hear everybody's side of the story. But if it's not any, you know what I'm saying, legitimate reason, you just don't want to see me doing something, then I'm not going to live with that.
What do you have to say about that, Steph?
Well, I just think, ladies, if, you know, you have a boyfriend and your friends and they don't like them, just get rid of all your friends.
Whoa. You're such a liar. Right, you don't mean that.
I mean, I'm just saying that's what you're going to do anyway.
Right. You know, you're always going to choose your man.
Not even to try to cut you off. Like, how would my lady look at me if I'm acting one way around her, but then I'm scared to bring her around other people, or I'm worried about what the next person have to say that don't really bring no happiness in my life, or it's not beneficial to nothing I got going on. So she probably look at me like I'm less than a man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, absolutely. I agree with
exactly.
That.
Exactly. How could you? I can't. I don't want to.
No, and you know, it's a lot of times you can get in a guy's ear about somebody that they're dealing with, and you know, that will really influence them. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I always been my own man though. Like, always.
What about you, Gigi?
People are very judgmental.
That's true.
And I think that initially when people say they don't like someone, it's usually because of that initial vibe they feel from what they've heard or seen from the outside looking in. And people are often quick to judge people and say that they don't like them or don't like stuff about them before they get the chance to know them. Mm-hmm. So I think that the whole nobody likes this, your significant other thing. It's kind of like nobody knows your significant other the way you know your significant other either. So you don't know what I know to like the good qualities. Exactly. Just because this person may have a shaky past, or just because this person may do something or may have done something that you don't agree with, doesn't mean that they're a bad person and that you should not like them for that.
Right. I think that people need to just get
to know someone before they judge and say that they don't like them. So to answer the question, I would bring my people around because you're going to get to know them for yourself. And before judging them, I'm going to allow you to get to know them. Now, if I bring them around and something happens to where as though I can't deny the fact that that person don't need to be around, then so be it. But for people to just say, oh, I don't like her or I don't like him, it's just like, but you don't know them. Right. So what don't you like? Because
sometimes I want to get a bad vibe, though, because I have friends who have boyfriends.
Intuition is everything.
That I don't like.
And that's true.
You going to do a shot with us for your birthday?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to take a shot with y'all. Hey. You know I'm not going to be boozy.
I mean, I know it was like a month ago almost.
I'm going to take a shot with y'all. How could I turn y'all down?
Here we go. No.
But like another thing I wanted to add on, if you just saying, you just stuck on you don't like somebody for no reason, and you not telling me a legitimate reason why you may not like that person or what's making you, and you just don't want to see me happy, I may not even want to be around you no more.
I say I had one boyfriend that my friends didn't like. Well, maybe two. My parents didn't like, but they was pretty right. I will say that. Because they don't really normally just not like somebody.
Right.
So if they don't, sometimes there's a good reason. you know, for
But that's not true all the time.
Yeah, either. Sometimes.
You know what I mean? I feel like sometimes people will just not like you because of the things they heard about you or because of your friends. Right. You know what I mean? Things like that.
Exactly.
That's why you could go, that goes either two ways. That goes one of two ways. Either the guy listens or he doesn't. Right. You know what I mean? And honestly, if I'm dating somebody and his friends don't like me, I don't really want to be around them.
Right.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't, like you said, you would bring the person around your people. Like, if my people don't like my man, I'm not going to force him on them. Mm-hmm. Like, if you don't like him, you're not supposed to like him. That's my man. You know what I mean?
I was saying it for them to get to know them. And then at that point, I wouldn't even.
I'm the type of person, especially like with my friends and the guys that I'm dating, if they tell me, oh, I don't like him, it's like, okay, then I don't talk about him with them. You know, it's just, like, you don't like him, I don't like that you don't like him, so we're just gonna leave it there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I'm not gonna lie, they was dead on with this one guy. He was terrible.
A lot of times they were, you know, I noticed that my friends
he lied about a lot of things. He lied about how many kids he had. He lied about his age. Look, he told me he was 23 at the time, but he was 27. He was like, because I was in. So when I asked him about it, because everybody was telling me, he said, oh, you know, I went to jail for 4 years, so that's 4 years they took from my life.
Shit.
So I took it off my age.
No,
I was like, come on, you can't just take off 4 years.
Dudes like that, he messed it up for guys like me, you know, and other people like me, because I don't lie. I'm honest, like, brutally honest, whatever the case may be. I don't want nobody to look at me crazy. And like, before we even go to another subject, like she was saying, really, if somebody feel like that they don't like my significant other, and like she said, they don't have to be around, or what word was I trying to, not even what term I was looking for, as far as bringing somebody around, I don't want my significant other to be uncomfortable,
to feel,
you know what I'm saying, to feel like I'm forcing her around, you know what I'm saying, like, I don't want that at all, you know. And I'm the type where I'm everything I am off experience, so let me figure out what type of person this is. I'm not going to just...
That's how I feel,
you know,
too.
I'm going to live my life regardless. I'm going to do what I want to do regardless of what anybody tell me, whether it's my mama, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if your friends don't like your man so much, get rid of your friends. Because, I mean, are your friends
giving
you dick?
But what if he really did do something crazy, though?
Are your friends fucking you? Are your friends going to give you some time when you lonely?
When you lonely,
you get sick of your friends.
Like, one of my friends is dating this guy, and he called my other friend a bitch on the phone, but he didn't know that she could hear him.
Oh, no.
And she hadn't did nothing, and he was like, tell that bitch something, something.
Oh, no, that's no
And she heard it. So after that, we was like, oh, he calling people bitches? Da-da-da-da-da. And he did try to apologize after, but it's kind of like,
yeah,
that's
too late.
Awful. Yeah,
it's too
that's
late.
Awful.
And that's,
no,
if
but,
you,
no, okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Look, like, just... I'm saying, like, from a guy standpoint, if you really like, say, for instance, I was dating you, I would feel like my key to really being on your good side is them.
Right.
Because they going to tell you, I like him. I like him.
You can fuck up as much.
Like,
we like him.
Y'all can fuck it up, or y'all can make it better. You know what I'm saying? So
I noticed that my friends are right about people. They're usually not right about my boyfriends. My friends are always like, oh, well, Steph, I don't know why you're fucking with this guy. They're always like that with all my guys. And usually my guys are really good. They're not that bad. Like, I show them that they're not that bad.
They're not that bad.
But my friends, when it comes to other friends, like other girlfriends, they usually be right.
Mm-hmm.
They be right about that all the time. Like, and I'm always like, oh, you know, my friends, they just can't deal with me getting another girlfriend.
They get jealous of your female
friends.
That's
how I would feel. That's
people
how I
do be jealous
feel.
Of friendships sometimes.
But they're
sometimes
always right.
Even more than, like, the opposite sex.
It's kind of different from with friendships, though. You know, sometimes, like she said, they always right. And really, we all grown here. You know who your real friends are. You know who you want to be around already. When you 15, you know what friends you want to keep around you for the rest of your life. So I don't try to go off. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool to meet new people and, you know what I'm saying, be friendly. But I don't let nobody too close to me anyway.
That's good, because you got your core friends you grew up with that you do work with, and music and everything.
Right. Like, with music, just overall, I'm still around the same people I've always been around.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you the type of person that other people's parents like?
Yeah.
Like, if they bring you home,
they're
like, he's a nice guy. He's respectable. Work it out. Stay with him.
And I never really, like, been in no real relationships where I went and met girls' parents.
Damn, they never asked you?
No, I mean, I have met girls' parents before, but I never, like, been in real relationships where I'm like, all right,
Thanksgiving,
Christmas, that type of stuff.
Because you know the holidays are coming up.
Yeah, every time I have, you know what I'm saying, met anybody, parents, they like me, from fathers, mothers, grandmothers, I'm just... I'll just be chilling.
Stanson, what you going to do for Thanksgiving or Christmas? You bringing anybody home? Are you going to anybody's house?
I'm probably just going to be with my family on Thanksgiving.
That's an awkward time to bring somebody home, yeah, man. Thanksgiving.
But with my family, like, they don't have no filter. So they going to interrogate the female, whatever. If they, my aunties feel like she want to get to know you today, that's what she gonna do, you know what I'm saying?
She gonna be like, oh, G-Herb, always bringing these girls home.
Nah, that's one thing. That's why they gonna apply the pressure, because I don't. Right. I never bring any females home. So that's why she gonna make them apply the pressure. My mother literally probably only met one female, two at the most, but like one that she ever got to know, you know what I'm saying?
And that's right now as
I'm older. Yeah, I'm older, just not really bringing females around my mama and around my aunties, like. Nobody in my family ever seen me around any female, or I never had a female that I embraced as my significant other, like ever in my life. And it wasn't even me with a shell. It just never happened that way.
Right. This week's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Bevel. It's getting cold outside, and the lower temperatures and gusts of winds are going to harm your skin. So make sure that when you're shaving, you do it with Bevel. It's the first and only shaving system designed for people with coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. And hey, just because it's cold outside, that doesn't mean that you don't shave, all right? You still got to take care of you. You know, Lip Service wants you to look good, so our listeners can get the first month of their Bevel subscription for free. Go to getbevel.com/lipservice and sign up today. That's getbevel.com/lipservice, and you get the first month of your Bevel subscription for free. Don't be dumb when it comes to your skin. Start shaving smarter today with Bevel. Today's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Ibotta. One of the best feelings in the world is a good deal on something that you really want. Trust me, I know. And with Ibotta, these deals involve real cash back. We're saving every time we shop with groceries, restaurants, clothing, technology. Ibotta's here to help you save. All you have to do is download the Ibotta app to your smartphone. It's free, and you can unlock your rebates on Ibotta. Shop as usual, verify, and you get real cash. It's the hottest app, and it's easy to use. Plus, you get real cash back on your favorite apps like Groupon, iTunes, and more. So get your phone and download Ibotta right now. It's free. It's Ibotta on the App Store. All you have to do is enter referral code Angela, and you also get, in addition to it being free, $10 just to try it. That's 10 whole dollars. So remember, download the Ibotta app. That's Ibotta, and enter code Angela when you register for your $10. For cash back every time you shop, you've got a Ibotta. Now, how did you learn about sex? Like, how to have sex?
I got big brothers, and I ain't gonna lie, I've been sexually active for a long time.
And he's only 21, by the way.
For a long time.
What's a long time?
A long
he
time, said. Like 10
that long
years.
Was long.
At least 10 years. Like 10 years I've been
damn,
sexually
that'd be 11.
Active. Like, yeah, oral sex, shit like that. I was
damn, who sucked an 11-year-old dick? That's crazy.
I ain't gonna lie,
that thing
been,
even yeah. Had hair on it.
Nope.
That's what I said. Nope.
No, honestly, like, I've been sexually active for a long time. I just been advanced.
The balls had little peach fuzz when they was
time, man.
Peach fuzz buzz at the age
you didn't
of 11.
Even know just, nothing about getting your dick sucked at 11, though, did you?
No, I was probably forced upon it, but I ain't turning down either. I had big brothers, you know what I'm saying?
Peach just like fuzz balls.
Know, that's just how we grew up. Like, my brother, I'm 11. He like, man, get my little brother right. You know, like, that type of...
Hell
I was
nah.
advanced. Like, by the time I was 15, I was...
That is awful. Get my little brother right. Imagine if I was 11 and my brother was like, get my little sister right. That's so terrible.
That's a whole nother ball game right there.
No.
That's a whole nother like, element.
Yeah, that's a whole
thing. That's a new low right there. I don't know nothing
damn,
about
you broke
that.
Your mic after that.
No, y'all killing me in here.
Wow, so that's how it happened? They got you right?
Yeah.
And then after that, there was no turning back?
Not in... Even I was always sneaky like that. Like, to be honest, I used to, like... My auntie's daughter, friends, like they little friends, little daughters. I was just, I don't know, I must have been charming or something. Like, I just used talking. To get lucky. Mm-mm. Like, get lucky, just playing around the house,
whoop, punch
playing
you.
It, tag, and it just turned punch into you. Some home, some old hoe else.
Wait, hold on. Can somebody come fix his mic?
Yeah, his mic is broken when we're talking about his 11-year-old
steady
self.
Twisting. I think I got it now. I just can't mess with it.
Okay.
But, like,
okay.
When I was younger, like, my. aunties, they buddies, daughters, and my mama, like, little, not even close friends, just associates, you know, like, I wouldn't say close friends of the family, because those, like, my aunties, and they kids, like, my cousins, but, like, little miscellaneous friends, they daughters, when I was around, like, 11, 12, I used to just sneak out. I don't know, it ain't like I ever was, like, a little... come here, you know, I just, right. I looked up. I don't know what we was
they
doing.
They was coming to you.
Playing house or whatever. Like, I never applied no pressure until I got to a certain age. I wasn't never, like, on that for real.
Did you feel like you knew what you were...
scoop on your nipple.
Did you feel like you knew what you were doing, though? Like, yeah, how long did it take until you knew?
I was just getting... I was just having oral sex for, like, a little... up until I got, like, 13.
When's the first time 14. You gave oral sex?
I was 20.
Damn.
Why? That was a couple months ago.
Oh, it's recent. It's September.
Within the calendar year.
Like, gay oral sex to a girl, I was 20. And it was because I wanted to.
Like, did you like it?
I wanted to, yeah.
So now you eating so everybody's pussy?
No, I still only ate one girl.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Did she come?
Yep.
Did she squirt?
No, I don't think so.
How did you know what you were doing?
I'm not even sure. I don't know. I just
did she teach you?
I was doing, huh?
Did she teach you?
I probably learned on my own. No,
some instruction,
navigating, yes, and exploring.
I think I'm cold though. I might be, you know.
No, you're not.
I don't know.
No, she tell you the first
I'm
time.
Just,
come
I'm
on,
here to tell
you.
Just
you
gifted.
You need a little more practice.
No,
you
need a little more practice.
I probably had a lot of. You don't know.
Need
like,
a little more practice.
Don't judge me. Don't judge me.
I'm not judging.
Do you like call your boys out to like, yo, I just ate some pussy for the first time? Do you tell anybody?
I ain't calling them, but I wasn't having it. Like, yeah.
How do you just keep in a group chat?
You know, shit, like, we don't do group chats. Like, I ain't never... Okay. I don't call my homies like, yeah, I did it. I was the last one. Right. Like, my homies, them, they been eating pussy 15, 16.
He was the last fish eating fish.
Yeah, I was the last one. Like, it's
not
probably a
fish,
couple... it's probably a couple of my homies right now that, you know, probably haven't. Like, one or two of my homies. Like, my brother... I know my brother haven't. He finna be 22.
Damn.
He still haven't.
Would you recommend it?
Is he scared?
I don't know.
Was you scared?
I don't even think... Yeah, I was scared.
You was?
Yeah, I wasn't even that I was scared. I'm just like, is this for me? Like,
is this for
me? I'm supposed to be doing this right
now.
Yes. It wasn't even that I was scared. You know what I'm
saying?
You
was supposed to have been doing it.
Yeah.
Well, your eyes open or closed.
I had nobody to do it with. I don't feel like.
Did you close your eyes?
No, I didn't close my eyes. I'm a grown man.
What were you looking at? Did you look at her in the eyes or were you looking in her vagina?
Everything. I was looking around. I was looking up to see if she was looking at me.
She was the one when you looked up.
She wasn't looking.
Her head was back.
Doing a lot of stuff.
She was moving.
Head back. Grabbing sheets and shit.
Oh, yeah, you was on the job.
Right. Either that or it hurt and she didn't know how to tell you.
No, it wasn't
hurt. Shit, it's hurt.
They would have told me. I wasn't using no teeth or none of that. Amateur.
All right. Now, do you ever judge people based on who they used to date? A lot of times we look at somebody and we be like, he used to date her?
Ugh.
Yuck.
Never. I do.
I absolutely do.
I do. That's my number one turn
off. Your body count is your real estate. Like,
but not even the count, just
not
who
the
they
count,
are.
Not the count.
That's what I base myself
not
off.
Not the count, not the number,
the count.
But the people who you've been with. You know, when you are intimate with someone, you exchange like vibes and a piece of your soul, a piece of what's in you, and you also leave some of that with that person. And you know, when you got some of the vibe and the energy from the wrong type of people. That's just a turn off. Like, it make your
nah, I don't even give a shit saying. About the vibe you was getting. I don't care about none of that. It depends. If I'm fucking with a guy and I find out that he was fucking with this whack ass bitch.
Your dick value goes down.
That's my point. You're a whack ass nigga.
That's my point.
And that's just what it's going to be.
From a female standpoint. Yeah, that's my point.
Yeah, from a female standpoint.
Because a whack ass bitch got whack ass vibes and I don't want no parts of that.
I don't even care about her vibe. She could have been the best thing that ever happened to you. She's trash. Now you're trash.
Work. You ever look at some of the girls you fucked have been
garbage.
Like, mistake, embarrassed, denied.
Yeah.
Denied.
So, the ones that you look at like that, do you deny it if somebody asks you? Like, nah, I ain't touched
it. Nah, I'm 100. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm not going to lie.
Some niggas deny
but
it.
But I'm not even going to say like, it's too many where I'm like, what the fuck is I thinking? Really, it's probably me like, man, she ain't no, I never really like fuck with no mutts or no just strags of people. You know what I'm saying? I always had.
You know what's the worst? What's the worst is when a person was good, when you fucked with them and right. then they become a bad luck.
They fell off.
Right. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's a lot of that's a lot why I'd be like, damn, what happened? That, like, exactly. That's 95% of it is that. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I was messing with a female, she might have been popping. That. She was popping.
No, you should have seen it when she was 13. She was in her prime.
No, seriously. Like, I just was talking about a girl like that, bro. Like, you should have. Bro, when we was in grammar school, she was the coldest shit in school, bro. Like, it's over with.
And
she
now
lost
she
it.
Washed.
She lost
washed.
It.
Like, you know the girl that sucked your dick the first time at 11 still?
I think I do.
She on Facebook.
Is she washed? Or
yeah,
she's washed.
She was older. She was my brother them age. You know, right. She was like cool back in the day. But a lot of the females from 08 on up, like.
No, but I be saying this about women all the time. Like, you don't know how hot a girl is until she reaching like 29, right. 28. You know what I mean? Like, you can just, you're not bad. You just exactly. young. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Don't
get it confused. Right. Everybody right. look good when they're 22.
You're absolutely.
Not
right.
everybody.
Men, I feel like men get better and better and better no matter what
yeah,
age.
That's absolutely. No, true. Some guys be bald with a pot belly and they look worse.
Man, I could think of a couple guys that I know from back in the day that were really like poppin' the shit, and now they're really just shit.
Cause they still stuck on that. They probably still stuck on being the shit.
Alright, now that we got you warmed up, we got a little game for you. It's a numbers game, okay?
Alright.
So we're gonna ask you a question. You have to tell us the number, okay?
The number.
Alright, how many times have you said I love you to a woman? If you had to guess the number.
And meant it?
No. Said how many times have you said it?
Said it? Oh, shit.
Hundreds?
Hundreds. Like,
damn.
No, not hundreds. Like a good 20, 30. I ain't going to exaggerate and say 100.
I
like
thought you
30.
Kept it real because then you said it meant it.
Yeah, it meant it. Nah, just.
So you
I
just be
lie,
saying
when
I love
younger,
you all
was
willy-nilly?
Just, I am. I'm honest, but I had to grow into that. I had to learn. Like, you know, it was just a word to me. I ain't gonna lie. I love you too. It was just a
too.
Word when I was younger.
I love you too.
Yeah, you can't like, nah, I don't even play with girls like that. I learned the hard way.
What's the word? I love you too.
And meant it, I could count on one hand.
That awkward moment when she's about to hang up the phone, she's like, okay, I love you. And you're like,
right.
okay, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not going to say it. I can't tell you I love
thanks.
You, too.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I probably won't even say nothing. I'll probably just hang up like my phone
like
died. Like I ain't here.
He was
I
already hanging
avoid.
Up before she said
that.
So
20,
30
guy.
Times, you think?
Yeah. Yeah, about 20, 30 times.
Steph, how many times you think you said I love you?
I love them all, baby.
I love my hoes.
I fuck with you.
Every single one, even the ones that didn't hit it. I love you, babe. You know I love you.
Oh, yeah, you one of those. See?
She spreads love, man.
I'm scared
of her.
I'm
all about loving everybody.
Te amo.
Te amo, Angela. Te amo, everyone.
Gigi, how many times you said it? Too many times to count to?
Too many times.
Too right. many.
All right, see. Numbers. How many people have you slept with?
Oh, man. On the safe side.
Like safe sex?
No, on the safe side to like throw out a number. I don't even know if I'm exaggerating. Like, no. What, like, man, I don't know.
He looking
know.
Around like he need a lifeline. Somebody
some hundreds,
how many?
Though. Like
hundreds.
Hundreds. Hundreds.
Okay, hundreds.
Hundreds.
You ever got nervous and been like, I gotta go get tested?
Yeah. But I never fell on the short end of the stick, fortunately.
Okay, so keep up the good. Your stick was always long.
Yeah, fortunately, I always stayed
long
on
stick.
The. Yeah, fortunately.
Long stick.
Fortunately.
Stephanie.
How many? What's the question?
What is the question again?
How many people have you slept
have
with
you slept
this year?
With?
This year.
This year.
Now, Stephanie has a rule, though.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying it doesn't count. There's different sections of the people that I've slept with. Everybody that I fucked with before I got my tits done doesn't count. It's not the same person. Everybody I slept with before I got a lipo doesn't count. Not the same person. So, you know, since I got the lipo and the boobs, I want to say, like, just two guys. I've only slept with two guys.
Okay. We'll take it.
Since my last life on.
Gigi, how many would you say?
Well, to start, I agree with Stephanie. New body, who this?
Yeah.
So.
New body, new number.
That's that old
reset.
Other body. I don't know about that. However, I'm going to give you a number. And I'm going to give you the number 5 because I plead the
5.
1, 2, 3, 4. 5.
All right.
Yes.
Gigi Herbert, what's the most girls you've had sex with in a week?
In a week? Oh, shit. Probably like in 7 days.
7 days.
When I was in my prime.
In my prime. He only 21. Talking about when I was in my prime.
Probably like in a week. More than 7 though.
Okay, like, so more like than one a day.
A fair number, I would say 11, 12 in a week.
Sheesh. Now, would that make us hoes if we did that, ladies?
Absolutely.
11, 12 in a week. Jesus Christ.
Of course. I'm going to tell you right now. Yeah, I was a hoe.
Okay. I was a hoe.
I was being a male boy.
Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe.
I ain't had no respect for my body at the time.
You got to respect
talking.
Your body.
I'm just having fun, y'all. You know that's what they say about the female.
All right, well, let's bring it to this. How many inches is your penis? We know you measured it.
Keep it 100. I don't know. Probably like 8.
100? Oh.
Like 8 inches. A fair 8 inches, not under 8 inches.
Okay, so would you say, is it a grower or a shower? Do you grow a lot and it's like small and stubby at first and then it grows, or is it always like...
I'm comfortable all the time. Like, I'll walk around naked if I wanted to. Like,
even
and that's
flapping.
Something I take pride in. If I was ashamed of myself, I'd tell you I was ashamed of myself.
So you're not ashamed of your soft penis?
No.
I'm proud of myself, penis.
Of course not.
Because some penises look like nice soft.
Like instantly. You know what I'm saying?
No, some penises do look nice soft.
But some of them
do.
Some of them, when they soft,
right,
they
like,
look
no
like...
No homo, I look at myself.
You should.
I wouldn't, I'm not going... I'm comfortable naked, like on soft everything. And I rise to the occasion instantly.
You
3, 4, 5 times in the night.
Naked.
I'm not about to just go ahead and be selfish, get my roll off and fall asleep on you. I care about my performance because I know y'all gonna wake up tomorrow and call her and call her and call her.
Yep.
You need some good reviews.
Yep.
Everybody go see this movie.
No, I don't think I ever had like no bad news.
Okay.
Unless I intentionally like, get you out of here. I just want to get you right out of here and you go.
What is even the point of doing that then? Tomorrow.
What's the point?
Yeah.
Just to see if you got it. Just to see if you, like, as a man, just to see if you still got it. Some, like, y'all was just saying, there's some females where you like, why did I do that? And I be like that sometimes right after. Like, damn, man.
I hate it when I masturbate sometimes.
How am I finna get her out of here? Like... No, I'm like,
why did I just waste my good nut on that dumb ass bitch?
Right, like, literally, that's how I be like, why the fuck did I just, you know what I'm saying? That's how I be a lot of times, like, damn, I just
violated myself.
Like, I be looking at something, I look it up back and like frown, probably jump at it, like, get away from me.
That sucks. I would hate to be that girl.
No, I'm like, no, I'm a little weirdo sometimes.
All right, well, so ladies, what would you say is a good amount of inches for a guy? This week's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Kopari Beauty. Soft, moisturized skin is a must, but it's really hard to maintain with these low temperatures. Lucky for you, our friends at Kopari have the products to keep our skin protected. Kopari products moisturize skin and hair, and they smell great. And even better, Kopari products don't have any of the sulfates, silicones, GMOs, and parabens. It's 100% organic coconut oil. Kopari tested coconut oils from all over the world to find one of the most premium quality for you to apply from head to toe. I use it as soon as I get out of the shower. It makes me smell good, and it makes my skin, so soft. My favorite is Kopari's organic coconut melt. It's the original, and it has so many uses. You can even put it in your bath as a bath oil or use it as a shaving oil. The Kopari coconut melt can even be used as a nourishing hair mask. Imagine that. It's packed with vitamin E and it protects your hair to keep it long, strong, and shiny. So say aloha to the best skin and hair of your life with Kopari. Go to Kopari.com/Angela and you get 20% off your order. That's Kopari, K-O-P-A-R-I, beauty.com/Angela, and you get 20% off.
8's cool.
Damn, she says cool.
It's cool. You know, it's not about the size.
Eight is enough.
But it's not about the size unless it's small.
It's the width, too.
Circumference matters.
Girth.
Girth is what makes it heavy.
Damn, you made that look real heavy the way she did that.
I got girth, though. I know for a fact that's probably what it is, that compliment.
He said, I know for a fact.
But you know what's horrible?
I know for a fact it's girth.
You know what's
girth.
Horrible? What's horrible is a really long penis that's fucking skinny and shit.
That's
like
the worst.
Snake.
It's like you all poking at my uterus.
Yeah, it's just
enjoyable.
It's not touching the walls.
Right.
No, but when a dick is long and fat at the same time, and it's poking at your uterus, it's not just poking it. It's like
it's punching it, massaging
it's
it.
It's really good.
It all at the same time.
Like literally, I never even spent that much time like examining myself. I just let females. I base my performance off what she is doing.
Usually,
literally.
Guys measure their penises on cable TV remote controls.
That's what I used to do when I was younger. My shit was bigger than the remote. And sometimes when I was in grammar school, my shit was the same size as the remote. Bigger than the remote.
It's more than 8 inches if it's bigger than
I
the
never
remote.
Measured it. Like, I never
well, we don't know what type of cable he is. We don't know what type of cable he has.
I don't know if I say 10, 12, is that too big? I don't know. Like, I can't tell y'all.
I heard from a very reliable source that this younger generation has been born with the larger of
It's the hormones in the meat.
Yeah, it's the hormones in the meat.
I promise. I was in like, I'm not even going to flex to y'all because you just said that you just brought back a fucking memory. I was probably a freshman, a sophomore, and my mom was pissing. I was getting out the shower. And I just so happened to get out naked and I'm tweaking. She on the phone with my auntie. She said, boy, his thing bigger than Carlos. That's my daddy name. Like, literally. I promise my mama told me that I was still in high school.
I heard this younger generation is born with some monsters.
You felt like you was popping after that.
I ain't gonna lie. I kind of swagged my way out the bathroom after that. Like, what?
He was like,
call my mama right now. She'll tell you.
He's like, man, my daddy can't tell me shit.
Fuck you, Carlos.
Nah, you just.
The
really
man,
brought
Carlos.
That memory back to me. My mom told me that she was on the toilet. She on the house phone. My aunt like, damn, her Randy just. She called me Randy. My middle name Randall. She like, Randy just got out the shower naked. His thing bigger than Carlos. No shit, like that's my dad name.
Right.
You know, so I'm like,
you like
the
dad?
Fuck?
If you don't get your little dick ass and try to tell me what to do,
you can't tell me shit. Now get your little ass dick.
You my son.
I'm the dad.
You my son.
I'm daddy now,
nigga.
Oh, shit.
All right, now.
That's crazy, though. Y'all just made me think about that shit.
How many drinks does it take for you to get drunk?
I'm actually, like, I don't even really, I never get off my square. Like, I could have a bunch of drinks. I could probably have 8-10 shots, and I'd still be cool. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's just in my blood. My mom a drinker.
Right.
My dad a drinker.
It'll go see a penis, and it soaks up all the
liquor.
Your penis soaks up all the alcohol.
No, literally. When I get drunk, not even saying I'd be, like, drunk, but when I'm drunk or tipsy, like, I don't feel like I can't control myself. I'm probably still the most on point person in the room.
You're still aware.
Yeah, and it just turned me to a whole nother type of person. I probably just want to go get up with my little significant other or something like that. Just enjoy the rest of my night.
It sounds like you was about to say turn me into a hoe.
No, I ain't gonna lie. It turned me into a hoe. I turned into some whole other shit. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Don't nobody want to see me off no liquor.
Nobody ever slipped a Molly or nothing in your drink?
Nah, I never got. All the drugs I took was intentional.
Was on purpose.
Yeah.
I did that.
Yeah. Did your dick ever not work from trying something?
Nope. That's embarrassing. Like, I don't think I ever had an encounter where my shit just didn't work. And I just, you know what I'm saying? Never.
It will happen. You good when you're drunk?
Yeah, when I'm drunk, I'm good. I'm lit off anything.
That's nice.
It's lit.
That's nice.
Yeah. No, because you know some guys, they can't fuck when they're drunk and that's they just want to eat your pussy for 3 hours. It's like, yo.
I never ever had that. You gotta
fake come and everything because you're drunk, so your pussy's numb and you can't come. So you gotta fake come and everything.
He's like, nothing came out. I don't.
That's the way.
I'm not gonna lie because
and
after
then they want to eat more pussy.
Right after you come from, after you come, you're like, that's enough. Like, stop going. It's good. If I come one time, I don't want you to keep on like eating me out. Just keep it moving. Let's do something else.
It's when my nigga hold me down, like grip me up, and won't let me get away. Like. I said stop.
No, but it's really nice when you find a guy that can fuck you while he's drunk and then fucks the shit out of you because they don't come so fast when they're drunk.
They don't come fast, and they come and keep going.
It like goes either way. Either they can't do anything or they're doing too much.
I think it's like, yeah, when I don't even get drunk, so I feel like if I fuck you when I'm drunk, you probably gonna try to get me drunk all the time now. Like, come get drunk.
I want
like,
the Hennedy.
They try to set me up for the okie doke every time they want to link up now. Like, it's not, I wouldn't even say it's probably much of a difference. Cause, like, when I be fucking, I could come 2 times, fuck again.
Yeah, he's young.
That's that young shit.
Yep, he's young.
That's probably because I'm young.
It is.
JC, why are you looking bitter?
That's that young shit.
I just have to adjust over the years.
Now, how old were you when you first masturbated?
I don't know. I stopped masturbating at like 14, 15. So probably like 10. Not even 15. I was in high school. I stopped masturbating.
Why'd you stop?
Because that shit, like, I don't know. It's weird to me.
You should always love touch yourself.
I do love myself.
You should love yourself by touching yourself.
I don't know why. It's healthy. It's good for your heart.
It's good for your skin, too.
I never heard that, literally.
It's good for her skin, too.
A lot of times, I don't even really get erections by myself. That's why.
You don't watch porn or nothing?
Nah, not intentionally. I might. But when I was younger, I used to watch porn all the time. I used to like watching porn because I probably didn't fuck as much. You know, yeah, I used to sneak and watch porn on cable, all type of shit when I was younger. But right now to this day, I don't masturbate. Probably just by me, I don't know. Maybe me being such a street nigga, it's certain codes I think I gotta follow.
All them street dudes is masturbating. Just so you know, don't let them tell you different.
Hi, my name is Gigi McGuire, and I'm a masturbator.
Yeah,
I like girls that you see. Girls supposed to masturbate. It's cool for.
I
feel like I'm masculine, so I don't want to do that. Like, I'd rather just wait it out, or I don't know. Like, I just let my shit be on hard and get blue balls. I don't want to.
Rather get blue balls and masturbate?
Literally, I just wouldn't touch myself. Like. Sometimes if I'm hard and I just leave myself alone and think about some other shit, it just go away. Like,
think about some other shit.
If I masturbate, I'm gonna get on hard again. I'm gonna want to fuck. I'm gonna have to keep masturbating.
But what if you on the road and you tired, you in bed, and you just want to bust a nut real quick and no one's around?
Sometimes I ain't gonna lie. I done woke up on the road and just came.
You had a wet dream.
Yeah, like shit like that. But I ain't never like. Sat down and like, fuck it, I just need to get this one off.
Let me get the lotion and the towel.
I've been desperate a lot of times though.
Like, on the road, I've been desperate times, but I can't recall me whacking out. Like, I got homies that went to jail and said they never touched themselves for a year and a half. I literally believe him though. Like, I believe he didn't touch himself for a year and a half, 2 years. He just was reading books and, you know, just ejaculating on himself and shit like that, but
not touching himself.
Like literally, like my homies, like I got homies who said they went to jail and was killing themselves before court, after court, all that. But I got some homies like
get some stress
I
out.
I ain't touched myself the whole 6 months I was in there, 8 months I was in there. Like,
so you don't ever FaceTime with a chick and she'd be like,
nah, never been like, nah.
She don't get naked on the FaceTime.
If I'm on FaceTime and the girl be like, let me see your dick, I'll show her.
Pull your dick out.
Yeah, I'll show her.
Let me see your dick.
I'll show her.
You show her soft and everything.
She don't like that type of shit. Yeah, soft. I don't get no fuck. I just turn the camera
here
around.
Here it is.
Like, huh.
You shave
like,
and everything?
But I don't have phone sex. What you saying?
You shave?
Do you manscape?
I ain't gonna lie.
Or is it a forest down there?
I don't even really shave. Like, that's just, I don't shave. Like,
so you show her that forest on the FaceTime?
Yeah, I don't shave. Like, I ain't know. I gotta hear that from y'all. Like, I learn as I go. Bars I learn gone. Something new
no,
every day.
No,
so if y'all telling
to,
me y'all
no, you don't
prefer
have
a man to shave,
to shave
it. Like,
no, don't shave. Don't
shit.
Shave
don't
it. Just trim
that.
It down.
Use them clippers.
Yeah, you gotta use clippers. Men use clippers. That's what you
what
should
I'm,
do.
Yeah, I'm not gonna
yourself.
Shave myself.
Yeah, that's what I meant. You use clippers.
No, I would never do that.
Yeah, just trim it down.
Give yourself a fade.
Never shave yourself.
I never did it.
You know, hit it with the clippers. Get your girl to hit you in the back and the ass crack.
I don't know. Now, I don't know if you should shave his ass crack.
See, nah, that's
you took it too far, Stephanie. You shaved somebody's ass crack. Hold on, Stephanie. You shaved some ass crack with clippers.
No. One of my ex boyfriends, he used to grow like a patch of hair right above his butt crack. Like, right, it was like a square. Yeah, where a tramp stamp would be.
You
know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And I used to like hit it with the clippers because it looked weird and it bothered me. So I would do it. He never did it before me. I would do it for him though.
Okay.
It was like a patch of hair, like right. And then he has the two dimples in the back. You know how people
man,
have
those smiley face.
Exactly.
It looked like two eyes and a nose.
Oh, shit.
It looked like a angry man.
Looking
so
at me.
I used to trim it for him with the clippers. But I was, you know, he and I, we were together for a couple years, and I used to do like a lot of funny shit to him. I used to take out like his ingrown hairs on his legs.
On his legs?
Like, yeah, I used
Why
to take
would he
out,
have ingrown hairs on his legs? Isn't that if you shave, he shaves
I mean,
his legs?
Anywhere you grow hair, whether you shave it or not, you can get an ingrown hair. So I, you know, like he would have like little black, you know, like you know those good ones. You know those good ones to take out, man. It was so good.
It's nice to pop a guy's pimples.
Yeah, I would be popping shit on his back. Yeah. Like I would create like pimples and white bumps just so that way I could fuck with it.
You would create them?
Yeah, like it would just be a little bump thing, and I would and just would make it into something just because I just wanted to fuck with his skin. I used to take out his blackheads from his nose, his forehead.
Oh, now that's love.
We used to do shit like that.
You have a girl do that for you? Like mess with your face?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That means she loves you.
Yeah.
Only one though.
You know a girl cares about you when you get a little white head or something on your face and she's like, come here, babe.
What about if she
that.
Pick your booger out?
She loves you.
Yeah.
I pick out my man's booger.
I'll definitely dig
I don't know.
Those.
I kind of draw the line at that.
No, I would dig it.
I tell him that he has one.
Especially if it's a crusty one. I don't know about a slimy one, but if it's a crusty one,
I'd be like, you got a booger in your nose. Do you need a tissue?
Not a slimy one.
Crusty one.
It's amazing the things that you can do.
No, but if somebody that I'm not in love with, just somebody I'm being intimate with, if they get sick, like I will take care of them, wipe the boogers and all of that, clean up after them.
You're so sweet.
Yeah. But I know they gonna take care of me. That's it.
Now, can you cook? Do you hear about can you cook?
No, I cannot cook.
We would like to thank Bevel again for supporting this week's episode of Lip Service. Don't believe the hype. Multi-blade razors can cause irritation and painful razor bumps. But the Bevel shaving system uses a single blade razor to cut hair above the skin. With the priming oil and hydrating shave cream, Bevel has a full system to make sure your shave isn't just close, it's perfect for you. Up to 80% of black men and women experience razor bumps, and up to 30% of all men and women experience razor bumps as well. Part of that is because you're not using the right razor for your skin. You gotta use a Bevel. You too can achieve clear and smooth skin by using the dermatologist approved Bevel shaving system and shaving smarter. And ladies, the Bevel is for us too. Nothing is gonna give you a smoother shave than the Bevel shaving system. All you have to do is feel Gigi or Stephanie's legs and you can see what I'm talking about. Start shaving smarter today by getting the first month of your Bevel subscription for free. Go to getbevel.com/lipservice and sign up today. That's G-E-T BEVEL.com/lipservice and you get your first month of your Bevel subscription for free. Start shaving smarter today with Bevel.
Literally, like that's what I look for in a female, you know, because I'm used to being in the streets like all day 24/7, like, you know what I'm saying? Like that's how I came up, just being in the streets. Like I didn't used to spend time in my mom's house. Like I missed a lot of my little sister childhood just being
out
in the streets, out and about, you know what I'm saying? So I'm really just getting in a mold of wanting to stay in the house a lot, because I have a lot going on. I'm an artist, I'm a business, I'm a brand. So, you know, I just think different, I move different now. So I spend a lot of my time in the house. So that's what I look for in a female, to be able to just, if I sit in the house, can you just comfort me, hold it down, cook, clean, shit like that, shit that I don't do,
cook,
like that
clean,
I never
suck
did.
This dip.
Right, I never, exactly, that's
mandatory.
Most importantly. But like, I never even, when I was growing up, I never had chores. I was always the lazy one that never did nothing, you know what I'm saying? But my mom always cleaned up and shit like that. Like, my mom, she still, I'm so much of a mama's boy, probably. She's still willing to cook and clean and wash my clothes and shit like that for me. I don't even, like, let her, but she wants to
she
do
it. She want
to
do it. She's like, let me come over and do your laundry.
Yeah, you come over, come stay with me. Like, she be missing me and shit.
Does she come to your house all the time, even if you're not there?
Yeah, she'll come back, especially if I get her a key. She'll be in there in my bed.
Oh, she don't have
home.
A key yet, because she'll be popping up.
Nah, if I get her a key, she'll be in there, like, me and my mama like that. I can't yell at her. Or if my mama in my bed and I come in at 3 a.m. with a girl and we both drunk, you gotta wait on me to wake my mama up. You know what I'm saying? Oh, not even shit. Not like I'm a little kid or nothing like that, but just me
it's
and my
your
mama
choice.
Like that. I'ma tell her, even she a dope. Ma, you gotta get out of my room now. I got a girl right here. You feel me? Like, my mom, like my best friend, even when I was young, I always told my mom everything about me, the good, the bad, everything I was doing in the streets, whatever. I didn't want my mom left in the blind about nothing. So that's
she must have been real happy when everything started popping off then.
Yeah. She real proud of me.
Because she was like, listen.
Yeah, it was a full 360 turn. Like, my mama, she ain't expect none of this. I was heading north like a whole other way. I was, I just made a full 360.
Well, probably a 180, because the 360, you'd have been right back where you started from.
Oh, yeah, 180.
I always say that, too. I always do that. Yeah, I'd be like a 360.
Might be right, yeah, 180.
All right, now, how many girls would you say, this is still the numbers game, that you slept with on IG?
On IG?
From off the gram.
That face was great.
It goes down in the DM.
IG?
IG, Snap, and Twitter.
IG, Snap, Twitter.
Social media.
Over 100. The book. Over, if it was hundreds, I probably owe 40, maybe 50% of that to social media.
Damn.
But I don't really attack females through social media. I might just like
attack.
Follow her or see it's her and she might DM me, or I might attack and DM her. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I probably owe a lot of that to social media, just because the world's so small because of social media.
Excuse Gigi.
I'm sorry, excuse me.
Nah,
what happened?
Bless you.
She burped.
I just burped.
No, yeah. I thought you sneezed.
She said, bless you.
But, nah, like, I probably owe a lot of that to social media just because the world's so small because of social media. And I'm on the road a lot, so it don't matter if you in L.A., Miami, whatever, you know what I'm saying? We just gonna
Ouch
link
you.
If we want to link.
You ever been catfished?
Yeah, I've been catfished, man. That's the worst. I hate that shit. I hate it. Like, I've been catfished wrong, too. Like, 2 a.m, coming from the club, 3, I'm ready. Like, pulling
she
up, driving, coming to you, and you getting my car. And I'm like, what the fuck?
This ain't the girl
this
from
ain't
the-
you? What the fuck is going on? Like, why me, though? You know? And then I'm like, I ain't even an ignorant type of guy, disrespectful. I ain't finna tell you, get the fuck out of my car.
So now you gotta fuck this
like
catfish.
That. Nah, I ain't fucking the catfish.
I ain't fucking
I'm gonna figure something out. Like, I'm probably going have to drop you off. We could flip some blocks while I probably smoke a couple blunts anyway.
That's nice. So you'll still hang out.
Yeah, I'll probably
even though
still
somebody
hang
wasn't
out.
Even honest.
Yeah, you know, I ain't a bad guy like that, but. Nah, you ain't sleeping in the same bed as me, though.
You ain't the bitch in the picture. Get out.
Nah, you can't do that. Like, I don't really. Another thing with me, like, if it ain't nothing special, I'm not going to make it seem like that. I'm not going to treat you like it's anything special or how it leads you on. I had to grow into not being that guy. I'm not going to have you spending the night with me and all this shit. You feel like you special and we a part of each other and it's not that. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. Or I'm going to tell you, even if I want you around me, that's because I want you around. Don't think nothing else of it, though. Like,
right, take your toothbrush.
Overstep your boundaries, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always let it be known right then, whatever it is.
What it is.
Even with a female, you could have a significant other. And if I fuck with you and you fuck with me, it's because of you. I'm never going overstep my lane. I'm never gonna talk to you about the next guy. That was never me. I'm never gonna talk about
so you don't mind being a side piece.
Nope. But yeah. not even in a bad, not even a sad piece, just on me. If I like you as a person, I like you. I don't give a fuck about your boyfriend. I don't like him. Mm-hmm. That doesn't have anything to do with me. So as long as that's over there and it's not interfering with what we have going on, or I don't feel like you any less of a woman, or I don't want to fuck with you because of that. Like, if you're not 100 like me, or honest, like I'm honest, I'm not probably going to fuck with you like I should, or I'm going to fuck with you to a certain extent, but I don't judge.
But wouldn't that make you look at a woman differently if she had a man and she fucking with you kind of heavy?
Yeah, it depends on the situation, especially if you lying and, you know what I'm saying, you acting like you married to this guy and y'all in love and this, that, and the third, and you fucking with me, you know what I'm saying? But if it's a whole nother situation, I can't really, you know what I'm saying, blame it, but it depends. Like, it ain't like I'm trying to marry you anyway, you know what I'm saying? If you fucking with your boyfriend or whatever the case may be and you dip off and fuck me, I don't have nothing to do. I probably don't call you for 2 months anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So...
That's nice. Are you a phone talker, though? You know, us ladies, we love men that can talk on the phone and chit-chat it up with us.
Yeah, I could talk on the phone. I could hold a conversation. I could make you laugh, all that. You know what I'm saying?
Hours until the sun comes up.
Yeah, if that's what I want to do, I could do it.
How important is it to you, like, to date a woman that has a career and a job? Does it matter to you?
Yeah, it matter. It matter. It more so, it's about having morals and self-respect. Mm-hmm. That's what I really, you know what I'm saying, look for in a female. But that too, I feel like if you have enough morals to get up and work a job, whether it's at McDonald's and you trying to strive to better your life, I can't knock you for that. I respect that. But if you want to live a fast life like me, you know what I'm saying, and come in 3-4 in the morning, I can see if this your career, but if you just want to live the life and party and shit like that, I can't really take it serious.
If
you know
that's all you do is go to the club.
Right, if that's all you do. But as far as being a female that work a job and go to school, like, even if you struggling, I respect that. And I wouldn't want to see you struggling because I know you got morals and shit like that.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You feel me? Like, I wouldn't, you know, that's how I am. I'm that type of guy. Like, I never been the type to even be if what they label them trick offs. Like, I never really... I'm not the guy that's finna splurge on you and spend my money, even though you may know I have it. Mm-hmm. But that's not my lane. Now, if I feel like this is what I want to do, or you worth doing it, I will. But I still haven't. Like, I never been the guy that's going to go buy you a new bag, a purse. That was never me. I don't do that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like if a lady has morals and get up and work a job every day and save her money and pay bills and do the shit that you're supposed to do as a woman on time, I wouldn't want you to struggle with being in a bad position. I'm not that type of guy. But if you want to live a fast life, be in the club, you making thousands, and then you can't pay your rent, I'm not going to do nothing.
What are you doing?
You
ever had a girl trick on you?
That's true.
Yeah, I actually had when I was younger, but I always been the type of guy. I'm independent. I never depended on a female for a ride. I never used a girl for her car. I always had my own early on. Like, 16, I was in high school. I had my own cars, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So. Mm-hmm. I had a female that used to just buy me shit, but she started getting too attached.
Well, yeah, she.
But I knew, like,
she was buying you that stuff too.
Basically to become attached, but she was doing that. And then I wasn't even I know for a fact I wasn't the only guy she was doing that for.
Damn, she had money.
Was cake mama.
I'm not the only guy.
How she had money like that?
That you fucking with like that, and that you talking to and taking shit. Yeah, she was one of those kind of girls. But I got to a point where I got money too, so I don't want you to even feel like we attached. I gave her literally.
You can't be tricking off
she gave
on
me
and tricking off, you know, on all these other niggas. Bitch,
got fed up with it and just gave her money back. Like, here, just slide on me, gave her some money, and it's no, we don't have no ties no more. And I know this more than what you done for me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm that type of guy. Like, I don't want you to feel like I'm using you or you doing this for me and we tied in. Like, you doing this because you did. I don't never ask you go buy me some shoes, go get me a phone, that type of shit. Like, that was,
yeah, I don't
me.
Like guys that do stuff like that.
That's you less of a man to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, a man is put on this earth to be a provider, you know what I'm saying, and be independent and be dominant. You know what I'm saying? That's what we supposed to be as men. I never But you could ask my mama. By the time I got 15, she wasn't buying my shoes no more. Mm-hmm. Like, stuff like that. That was never me.
What about women asking you for stuff? Like, hey, I have?
Nah, I never been that type. I'm not finna say, here you go. Like, that's not me. It depends on if where your head is. You know what I'm saying? You got morals and shit like that. Or, you know, but I'm not finna just, I got this money on me, you could pick up $1,000. Hell no.
All right, here's your last numbers question. How old do you think you're going to be when you get married?
How old?
If you had to pick it.
I'm 21 right now. Probably 30.
Okay, 9 years.
That's really young.
That is young.
When he turned 30, he's going to be like probably like 40.
Probably like 41.
I would say 30 because it depends on where I am in life. By the time I'm 30, I want to have set certain goals for myself and just set myself in a position where if I want to chill and settle down, I could be able to do that because I worked hard enough and set myself up to be in a position to do that. But I still think I don't want nothing to slow me down at 30. I still want to continue on with my life and try to expand my career as much as possible, mm-hmm. even at 30. Like, I see myself 10 years down the line still here in the game, you know what I'm saying? So I don't want nothing that's going to slow me down, but I feel like 30, between 30, 35, that's a good age to probably get married if you're in love and that's what you want to do.
What would you say has been your biggest look so far as an artist?
Look?
Yeah, like just like Nicki Minaj, is it... the Double XL freshman cover, like what would you say has been for you that you saw the most impact?
The song with Nicki Minaj, because I was young at the time and I was still in the streets, you know, like it, my head right now, my mindset, the way I think and just my work ethic is totally different from when I was 17, 18, you know, so it's like, you still a street nigga. They see you on the corner. I'm still on my block on 79th Street. I got a song with Nicki Minaj, you know, so it was crazy. You know what I'm saying? That was probably the biggest, like, outbreak for me in my career at the mm-hmm. time, I would say.
All right. So, G Herbo, what's next for you? So we know, because I know we talked about all of your personal shit. We learned a lot about you. We learned your dick bigger than your daddy's. We learned it. Sorry, Carlos.
Oh, shit. Damn, Pops. You know I love you, Pops, man.
You used to pass the master.
But,
did your dad have that sex talk with you ever? Like, son, you gotta...
Mm-mm.
Never.
Nope. I probably would have told him, nigga, you can't tell me shit.
Right.
Can't tell me. No. Me and him never had that talk before. He just let me go on and explore, huh, man? Just do you.
Right.
But as far as me and everything I got going on, I'm about to drop a EP actually next week,
mm-hmm.
On the 11th, called Strictly for My Fans. Because really everything I've been doing, the whole XXL freshman cover and the tours I've been going on, I still haven't dropped any music in over a year.
Right.
Over 12 months. And my brand and everything is still going up. Everything is still building. So I'm going to put this EP out for my fans really just to show them, you know what I'm saying, a token of my appreciation for still being loyal and still, you know what I'm saying, being a real diehard fan base through mm-hmm. everything I have going on. And it's really... me setting myself up and strategizing to drop music and do certain things, go touch these cities, these fans. Nothing with me is a coincidence. Like, I plan out everything that I'm doing. So I had this tape coming. I got another album I'm going to drop the top of the year, me and Southside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to drop that. I got my debut album coming. So I have a lot in store, like, for my fans. I'm really just, it's about timing with me. You know what I'm saying? Timing is everything. The right plan and strategy, how I'm going to market myself. You know what I'm saying? All that matters to me. Like, as far as much as being in the studio, I feel like outside of the studio is just important. These talks that I'm having with you all and just, press runs and really me being on top of my business in the numbers, what my album is going to sell and what my merch is going to generate, that type of stuff. I'm on that just as much as I'm on the music. So really me just feeling like everything is where it need to be and mm-hmm. I'm in a position to execute. That's just how me and my team going to do everything. It's fully organic and independent.
You think everybody's used to the name change yet?
Yeah, like don't nobody call me Lil Herb no more. Everybody call me G Herbo. I never changed my name or forced it upon nobody. It was really like my homies just seeing how I move and it's a symbol of like growth, leadership. The G stands for general, you know what I'm saying? Young general. And it's really just me and my homies, everybody who around me, the way we think and move and carry ourselves as a man before anything. You know what I'm saying? I've been a man. I've been a man in my house since I was 15, 16. I always was my own man. I've been a leader ever mm-hmm. since I've been in the streets. You know what I'm saying? And it shows. So that's where it all came from.
All right, G Herbo. Well, we thank nice. You so much. We had a good time with you.
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely enjoyed yeah. myself.
Don't he seem older than 21?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Nah, I just been out here for a long time. That's all.
Out here.
I've been out here for a long time, long, long time.
All right, well, that was Lip Service.
Thank you.
Make sure you visit our sponsors for this week's episode of Lip Service. Ibotta, that's Ibotta. Download Ibotta free today and unlock rebates and get real cash back on your favorite apps like Groupon, iTunes, or more. And make sure you enter code Angela for your referral code to get $10 back just to try it. That's $10. List.